Looking Through Your Eyes by Your What a Voice Bow, read by Januarium.
With Amanita Fierce as Patrick.
And Shitposting as David.
The guy Ray summons to talk to David about his incorporation papers oozes clean-cut business major out of every pore. Even his handshake seems like it was developed at one of those seminars where a bunch of men in suits they bought off the rack tried to out-macho each other. Which is why the small silver bar in his eyebrow is so incongruous. It doesn't fit with the rest of the image the guy, Patrick. His name is Patrick. David is really going to have to get better at remembering names so he doesn't offend a vendor, is putting forward. It's not like David's never seen a piercing before. Hell, there was that brief regrettable piercing where Sebastian commits him to get a tongue piercing. Still, this particular piercing captures David's attention entirely without his permission, and he has no idea why. It distracts him enough that he stumbles over his explanation of his store, and as it turns out, being laughed at by the person who's supposed to be helping him incorporate is enough to drag David's attention away from any extraneous jewellery.
Lock it up, David.
Patrick laughs against his lips, and David loses himself in the kiss, in the possessive hand on the back of his neck, in the glorious miracle that is privacy, finally. Kissing Patrick is fast becoming his new favourite thing to do, because Patrick kisses with everything he has, and David finds it surprisingly easy to sink into all that focused attention. It doesn't take long for the kiss to become more heated than even their earlier makeout session in the store, for Patrick to groan against his lips in a way that shoots straight to David's cock, for Patrick's hands to slide under David's sweater, for his nails to rake gently at David's sides. David pulls away reluctantly, tucking both his sweater and t-shirt over his head and laying them on the chest at the foot of the bed before Patrick tugs him in for another kiss. His hands wander all over David's now exposed skin, chest and shoulders and arms and back, and his breathing is ragged by the time David decides to address the imbalance and get Patrick shirtless too. He yanks Patrick's sweater off with far less care than he did his own, his undershirt getting dragged off along with it, and tosses them somewhere in the vague direction of his own clothes, before turning his attention back to Patrick's strong arms, his well-muscled chest, his...
Oh. So it's not just an eyebrow piercing, then?
He runs his thumb gently under Patrick's left nipple, where the gold ring passes neatly through it, and is rewarded with a shiver and a gasp. He does it again, a little harder, and Patrick groans before grabbing David's face in both hands and kissing him hungrily. They fall backwards on the bed. Patrick sprawled out with David holding himself up as best he can to stop all his weight dropping on Patrick, while Patrick does his best impression of a horny limpet, limbs wrapping around every part of David he can to try and tug him closer.
Pants off.
David isn't sure whether Patrick's demand is for his own pants or David's, but he's very on board with both of those. He pulls away, trying not to grin at the adorable way Patrick pouts as David stands up, grabbing the lube out of his bag and tossing it onto the bed before he makes quick work of getting his pants off. He adds them to his pile of clothes and reaches for the waistband of his underwear before hesitating, glancing at Patrick, nerves starting to creep in. Patrick's eyes trail down his body before landing at his groin, and then his tongue peeks out from between his lips as his eyes darken. It's the single hottest reaction David has ever gotten in bed, and his dick twitches in response.
Please, David.
Patrick's voice cracks gratifyingly on the first syllable, and David sucks in a quick breath before he yanks his briefs down, kicking them off and away before he gets back on the bed and diverts all his attention away from his own nakedness in favour of getting Patrick into the same state. He kneels on the bed, making quick work of Patrick's fly, before glancing up to meet his eyes, checking in. But Patrick just cants his hips up off the bed so that David can tug his jeans and underwear down over his thighs.
Fuck.
Patrick's cock is long and thick, uncut and very, very interested in everything that's happened so far this evening. David pulls Patrick's clothes off the rest of the way, so they're both naked, the heavy breathing the only sound in the otherwise still room, and David has a sudden wild thought that for the first time in a long time, this isn't a milestone he wants to rush through. So instead of wrapping his mouth around that mouth-watering dick and sinking down on it like he's fantasized about once or twice, he shuffles back up the bed instead, capturing Patrick's lips in another deep kiss as Patrick responds eagerly. They make out lazily for a while, hands wandering aimlessly, both obviously aware of each other's erections, but not rushing to do anything about them. And it's nice, this time to explore without rushing towards the finish line. If they did this for another hour and then went to sleep, David would think the night was well and truly worth it. But then his roaming hand brushes over the piercing in Patrick's nipple, and the noise Patrick makes is so phenomenally sexy that David has no choice but to try and coax it out of him again. He shimmies down the bed, kissing down Patrick's chest as he goes, until his lips hit metal, and then he closes his teeth around the jewellery and tugs. Patrick keens, his back arching up off the bed and cock slapping obscenely against his stomach. David does it again and again, his hand coming up to play with the other nipple until Patrick is a panting, squirming, begging mess underneath him.
Please, please, David, I need...
I know.
He pulls back, unable to hide a smirk at how puffy and red both Patrick's nipples are as he picks up the lube and pours a generous handful. Even as he's trying to do that, Patrick is trying to tug him closer, hands on his waist and ankles hooked around his thighs, and it gives David an idea. He runs his slick hand over his own cock first, a thrill running through him as he watches how intensely Patrick watches him. All that competence clearly zeroing in on how David likes to touch himself. He rips his hand away reluctantly, adding more lube before finally, finally wrapping it around Patrick's dick for the first time. Patrick whimpers, nearly sinking his teeth through his bottom lip as his hands fist in the bedsheets, and David is very aware that this is going to be over very quickly, for both of them if Patrick keeps making noises like that. He lowers himself between Patrick's spread legs and lays on top of him, their cocks sliding together as his mouth finds its way back to Patrick's nipple, and then he thrusts.
Oh my God, David, God, David.
Patrick's hips snap up to meet him, over and over, his sharp breaths and rising cries hot in David's ear. And then Patrick grabs David's ass in both hands and yanks him forward sharply, nails sinking into the soft flesh as he shudders and cries out, and David can feel his orgasm pulsing between them, and it's so much, so much.
Come on, David, come for me. Come on me. I need it. Come on.
The last thought David has is that
it's really not fair that Patrick can be that coherent and that hot right after an orgasm.
And then every thought he's ever had flies out of his head as he comes harder than he has in a long time, his face buried in Patrick's chest as he does so. They lie in silence for a long moment as their breathing steadies, Patrick's hands trailing up David's back and drawing soft patterns there. David closes his eyes, lets himself enjoy the moment. For once, he doesn't feel like he needs to rush to get dressed, to hide under the covers. Eventually, though, the reality of rapidly cooling bodily fluids is too much, and he pulls a grumbling Patrick out of the bed and into the shower with him. They clean each other off, kissing under the spray, and David tries to be gentle when he gets to Patrick's nipples.
Sorry if that was too much.
Really, nipple play should be negotiated ahead of time. David knows not everybody loves it. He was just so overwhelmed by the piercing.
It wasn't too much, David.
Patrick's smile turns into a smirk.
They can take a lot more than that, actually.
Then he winks, sort of, and steps out of the shower to grab a towel leaving David both intrigued and cursing his refractory period.
Let me see your dream about, dream about, dream about.